In Gaza, 15-year-old Youssef Al-Orjani just relieved that finally there is a ceasefire. Praising America and President Trump with 1,000 thank yous.
George, 500,000 Palestinians are believed to have returned to Gaza City and the north of the Strip since the ceasefire. That's according to Gaza Civil Defense. But our producer on the ground this morning reporting that many are now heading back south because there's basically nothing left. No homes, no access to water, food or internet. Meanwhile, the clock is ticking increasingly loudly for the return of the hostages, expected to be back at home with their loved ones by midday Monday. George.
And Ian, President Trump is heading to Tel Aviv later today. What should we expect tomorrow?
Yeah, that's right. According to the Prime Minister's office, he's actually going to meet with the families of the hostages on Monday. He's also going to speak at the Knesset, the Israeli parliament. Think of this, if you like, as a victory lap. But then, interestingly, he's also going to Egypt for what's being touted as a peace summit with the leaders of more than 20 countries. The gathering's kind of aiming to mark the end of the war in Gaza or reinforce it, enhance efforts to achieve peace and stability in the Middle East. Remember, for President Trump, this was never just about Gaza. This was about a much bigger deal, a much bigger vision to enhance the Abraham Accords, establish normalization between Israel and other countries, and at the same time do business.